Hi, this is Raul Gallegos, and welcome to the Shades of Doom audio walkthrough. This is for Shades of Doom version 1.2. Right now, we are at the end of Area 1, getting ready to enter Area 2 for this walkthrough chapter. This game is being played in the It's My Turn Daddy difficulty. So now I press enter, and we are getting ready to start Level 2. Area 2, Level 2. It's called different things.
Level 2. Bio grenades. Taken. Elevator in 0 feet.
Well, that was a nice gift for entering Area 2. We got some bio grenades. Right now, we find ourselves at coordinates
15, 2.
Which tells me that we're almost to the east end of the grid, and we're at the very south end. Let's walk forward along this short east-west hallway that's going to take us all the way to the very southeast end of the grid.
19-2.
Okay, 19-2. The reason I did that is because if you don't, then later on, where you want a hallway to open won't. Instead, it'll open here. And that makes it for
elevator
a little more difficulty in trying to trap creatures if you so desire to.
North. Door in 4.
Okay, there's
feet.
A door right there off to my right.
East.
Control right arrow to turn that way. I'm going to mark my position as soon as I close the door behind me.
Door in 2 feet. Marked. North.
Alright, so this little hallway zigzags to the left and then to the
east.
And then to the right. Now, as soon as I walk in here into this long north-south hallway, there's going to be a cyborg right behind me. There he is. Actually, he's off to my right. But now he's behind me.
10 feet.
10 feet away.
Door in 4.
Now there's
feet.
A door off to the left, which goes into the bathroom of Area 2.
17 feet.
And I'll talk about that in a little bit. What I actually want to do is show you a little strategy that I have to get rid of him and the other cyborgs in this next room coming up ahead.
Door in
right
4 feet.
In here.
West.
There are two cyborgs. Open the door, walk into the room, let them see me.
East.
Okay, now I'm going back east. I'm going to go out of this room, into the hallway.
North.
Alright, so now we got three cyborgs. One behind me from the hallway, and the two that were in that room.
24 feet.
So let's go ahead and walk forward. Walking forward a little bit. I'm going north.
26 feet.
And the drum beats, by the way, tell you that the creature is behind you, whatever it is that's chasing you. Okay.
35
I'm at 35 feet. I'm going to turn on my grenades.
Bio grenades.
Walk a little further away.
50 feet.
And there we go. This ought to do it. Turning around
south.
And shooting a grenade at them. And they're gone. That usually takes care of at least two of them, but usually all three. So we'll see how I did today. Oh, by the way, after you use the grenades, I recommend you switch to a different weapon.
Semi-automatic bolt gun.
One of the things I do, which is kind of silly, is I'll forget that I had the grenades on, and then out of reaction, when something's attacking me, I'll start pressing the space bar to shoot back at them or whatever, and I start throwing a grenade, which can sometimes prove fatal. So I'm walking south.
Whoa! Data wafer in 20 feet.
Okay, there's no other cyborg.
West.
Appears to be here. Walking into the room here. So we got rid of all three of them with one grenade. Didn't have to use up any ammo. One of the keys that I wanted to talk about, which I didn't mention in Area 1, is the letter D key by itself. It's a 360-degree scan.
Door behind 24.
And it's an interactive menu, so right now what it does is it pulls up a little menu and shows me everything behind, and I can actually interact with it with the up and down arrow.
Data wafer behind equipment to the left door behind.
Okay,
24.
So that's all that's here. And it's a good way to explore quickly the room so you don't actually have to walk
data
in the room and walk everywhere.
White data wafer taken.
So now, those three cyborgs, all they had between them is just one data wafer, so I'm glad I didn't waste any ammo. Let's walk south so we can take care of this bathroom. I wanted to talk about the bathroom.
Door in 4 feet.
Now, the bathroom was off to my right this time because I was going south, whereas before it was off to my left when I was walking north.
Toilet in 17 feet.
I have a theory that one of the reasons why the experiment went wrong in this fortress is because of the fact that there are only two bathrooms in the entire complex. The bathroom here in Area 2 is one of them. The only other bathroom that's encountered is in Level 5, Area 5. Maybe that's why it went wrong. I think that I would have turned mutant had there only been two bathrooms in such a complex as large as this one. Okay, here's the deal. I walked up to the bathroom, up to the toilet, rather, and I pressed shift right arrow to go to the right a little bit. As soon as I flush this, there's going to be a blob that comes after me, which is a new creature introduced here in Area 2. Now, my strategy is I don't want to use up as much ammo if I don't have to. However, in the lower difficulty, like the It's My Turn Dad, usually 40 or 50 ought to do it. Since we have
269,
we can still kill him and be above 200 ammo count. Also, once you flush the toilet, there is some more ammo here just waiting for you. Okay, just flush the toilet. I was close enough that it also activated the door and closed it. So now let's walk a little distance here.
West.
Let's go ahead and
manual bolt gun, semi-automatic.
Get rid of him.
15 feet.
There we go. Okay, he's gone.
242.
And I actually didn't even use up that much. Again, because he wasn't very far from me. Okay, let's walk here.
White had a wafer.
He had a wafer. And as I walk forward, I got more ammo here.
442.
So all in all, it's a good day.
East.
Whoa!
Now, there are times that you're going to want to
north.
Get the blob out of the way so that you can get to the ammo in there. But maybe you kill him and he doesn't have a security chip or doesn't have anything worthwhile.
Door in 4 feet.
That's where the advantage of saving your game first and then seeing if it's worth killing a certain creature is very handy. Let's mark our position here.
Mark.
Now, as I walk north here with up arrow, if I press V,
yes,
it tells me yes because I have visited here before. This room right there off to my left is the room that had the two cyborgs in it.
Mark.
So I'm going to go ahead and mark that as well. Now we're going to go to the end of this hallway, which is where I was before, when I killed the cyborgs by throwing the grenade at them. Now we're at coordinates.
19.
Okay, so we're at the very east end and the very north end of the grid. So we started off at the southeast corner of the grid, and now we're at the northeast corner.
West.
Now this is a little hallway that's going to go
south, west
and then south and then north, so it's sort of like a little zigzag.
West. North.
And then west again.
West.
All right, I'm going to stop here. I'm going to press the Shift D so that you can see what it's telling you.
Door 43 feet.
Okay. It's picking up a door at the end of this hallway, but it's not picking up a door which is closer to us on the left side.
Door
in
6 feet.
Now, this door here goes into the radio room of Area 2.
South.
The radio room of Area 2 is where you would land if you went through the opening in the floor from Level 1.
Door.
And there's usually
feet.
A dog here. And there he is. He's not disappointing.
43 feet.
So I'm angling myself to the left by just the left arrow,
med
walking forward.
Feet.
There's a medkit on the floor.
Long knife.
Let's see how far he is.
Feet.
19 feet. Let's start swinging our knife. Alright. Now, he had something. And the Evas tell me that there's something else to rotate through. Let's press O.
Time to blast mine.
In 6 feet.
O again.
Time to blast mine.
In 6 feet.
And O again.
Mega in 13 feet.
Okay, so let's collect here what we have.
Time to blast mine.
Face. Mega taken. south.
Now let's press the D key to just kind of explore this room real quick without actually having to walk through it.
Scope battery ahead, 40. Equipment ahead, 48. Scope battery ahead.
Okay, so all we have is a scope batteries and some equipment.
Scope battery in 18 feet. Scope battery taken west.
And to check the percentage of your scope batteries, you can press Control S.
North. 181% night scope off.
Close the door.
Door in and
feet. Put a marker.
West. Mark.
Okay, now we're coming up to this door here. This is what I call the pillar room.
Door in 4 feet. Mark.
This room is
70 by 50 feet. There is an exit from the room behind and to the left.
Okay, so this room is pretty big and it has a whole bunch of pillars, like three rows. There's three rows for you to walk, and usually there's one creature in here, sometimes two. The random creature we have not encountered yet is the one with the chainsaw. Sometimes you'll find him here, sometimes you'll find him in a hallway.
South.
Could vary. And then sometimes you'll find other things here laying around, like a med kit. However, since we got a med kit from the radio room, I doubt we're going to find it here. So we're just kind of walking
north.
South and north along these zigzags.
Medkit in 10 feet.
Oh, there is a medkit on the floor. Very nice.
Medkit taken.
Now, since I don't know if he has a chainsaw, I'm going to just shoot him with the bolts.
Manual bolt gun. 20 feet. Manual bolt gun. Door in 20 feet.
Alright, he's gone. Since there's only one creature here, I doubt that he has a chainsaw. But you never know.
Data wafer in 4 feet. White data wafer taken. White data wafer taken. White data wafer taken. Door in 1 feet.
Okay, and I did a little shift left arrow to the left to stand in front of the door. And let's go ahead and walk out of here.
Door
in 5 feet.
Mark.
Okay, now we find ourselves in a set of three short east-west hallways.
Door in 6 feet.
We're on the first one. Oh, there's probably the one with the chainsaw.
31 feet.
We'll wait till he's a little closer.
24 feet. Data wafer in 18 feet. White data wafer taken.
Chainsaw
taken.
Alright, I was right. Okay, what I was mentioning is that we are in a set of three short east-west hallways. We just walked along the first one.
South.
The second one is right here on our right.
West.
Usually it has nothing in here. No doorway, nothing. Just a short turn there.
East.
Or a short hallway. And then the third one will lead us to a door, which goes into one of the last rooms of the area. However,
south.
There we go, turning south.
Door in 10 feet.
Right in front of this divider there on my right between the second and third east-west hallway, there's a door to a room off to our left.
East.
Which is what I call the boom room. This room here has two mutant humans on opposite corners, on the very southeast and the very northeast of the room, and they shoot out toward you. So with the higher levels, there's some strategy that you need to use to try to kill them without using the blunt method, which is just walking in there and just shooting like Rambo. So that's what I'm going to demonstrate here, even though it's not really that necessary because of how low the level is. So I'm going to sidestep to the left a little, walk up to the wall. Okay, so now I have it opened. He almost shot me there. I did a little sidestep to the left. Now what I'm going to do is turn on my semi-automatic.
Semi-automatic bolt gun.
I'm going to angle my body a little bit southeast. Like right about there. If I press the letter F, it'll tell me.
East.
Then I'm not quite facing east. Now if I shift right arrow, sidestep to the right, I should be facing that creature that's on the southeast end of the room. There we go. Now I'm facing him. He's shot me a few times.
90%.
Okay, I'm good. Now I know that I'm aiming right at him, so as soon as I sidestep to the right, I will be able to shoot and kill him. Okay, he's gone. Okay.
East.
Now I'm going to do the same thing by closing the door first, sidestepping to the right, opening the door. Now I'm going to hit left arrow 3 or 4 times to face northeast a little.
East.
And sidestep to the left to kind of get my bearing. Okay, there he is. Okay, so as I sidestep to the left and to the right there, I'm in his line of fire as well, but he's also in mine. Okay, he's gone.
74%.
Alright, so with this whole ordeal, I'm down to 74%, which is not that big a deal.
East.
This kind of encounter takes a little bit longer if you follow that strategy in the higher difficulty levels, because they take more ammo to shoot. And also consider the fact that you're shooting from a distance, so you're going to use up more ammo.
18 feet.
And there are different strategies to use to get rid of them. Some people use grenades, other people...
They
use just different things.
Ammunition.
Okay, so this is from the creature that was on the southeast corner of the room.
North.
And let's go to the northeast.
Flak armor. 19 feet. Flak armor. Taken. Projectile ammunition. Taken.
Okay, let's check our ammo count.
495. South.
And let's get out of this room.
West. North. West. Door in 5 feet.
Okay, so now we find ourselves in the hallway that has the 3 short east-west hallways.
South. Mark.
As we walk forward here to the south, we find ourselves now walking in the 3rd east-west hallway. There's a door up
door
on our left.
4 feet.
This one will usually have 2 or 3 monsters in it. There they are. We could easily use a grenade, or we can just kill them one by one.
29 feet.
Okay, there was one.
South. 23 feet.
Side step to the left. Try to aim this guy. Now we're facing to the left here. There he is.
13 feet. East.
Now I walked forward and east to get away from that one that was 13 feet away from me.
West.
And now I'm facing him.
27 feet.
And let's walk closer. And 2 dead enemies.
Message in 15 feet.
All right, let's collect everything we have.
Message
here.
Message to white security in 3 feet. Security.
Got the security chip. Got the message.
Feet.
And now we're walking over here to get the med kit.
West.
Okay, we're done with this room. And let's mark that right there. Now we have a short north-south hallway.
East.
Which connects to a longer east-west hallway. And then it's going to turn to the left for one last final hallway.
North.
At the end of which, on the left side, is the locked door into the elevator
room. Door in 4 feet. West. Door in 2 feet.
There we go.
Feet.
I had to do a little sidestep because I passed the door. Again, the player gets frustrated that the door is locked, so he has to bang his head on the wall.
Medkit. Quantity. 5. Proximity. Biodisruption. Time and black. Security chip.
And there's our security chip.
Unlock elevator in 16 feet.
And all we do is just simply walk through the elevator. There we go. We are officially done with Area 2 of Shades of Doom version 1.2. This is Raul Gallegos with the audio walkthrough. See you next time for Area 3.